Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This is Jackie in Indianapolis welcoming each and every one of you to the call. And would you please go before the Lord with me in a word of prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, and for your kindness. We thank you for everything that you have done in our lives, for your anointed hands being over us at all times, keeping us covered in your blood. We thank you for this call this morning and the founders of this call, Pastor P.K. Roberts and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being obedient servants to you, Lord, and starting this call and bringing us all together, allowing this platform for us to join together each and every morning, Monday through Friday, to praise and bless your name and pray together, because we know that there is power in prayer and power in numbers. So we thank you, Lord, for everyone that is on this call that has chosen to be with you to help lift up your name and praise your name. And we give you glory. We thank you for Artists International, the company that's been the glue that has brought us all together. We thank you and we ask your continued blessings over the owners and over our Vice President, Clement Boyd, and the Diaz de Leon family, and each and every distributor on this call. We thank you, Lord, for giving us something that can that we can go out and minister to the world, and minister to their health, Lord Jesus, helping them, their bodies, to be a living sacrifice and a temple unto you, and to be that healthy person living on this earth. God, we ask you to continue to bless and anoint this call, bless the speaker that have come forth and bring forth your word. Lord, help them to empty out everything that you have given into them and then replenish them so that they can continually spreading your word and your gospel. Lord, we ask this and each and everything in your matchless mighty name. Amen and amen. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to our heavenly host to take this call further. Are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, Minister Brenda. Please take it away. God bless each and every one of you and your Memorial Day holiday. We pray that each and every one of you will be safe as you celebrate and unite with your families. Amen.
Praise
Minister
God.
Brenda.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. We give God glory for the opportunity to come before him once more and again on this Memorial Monday. And we give God glory for each and every one of you who have joined us this morning on the Master's Call, which is our telecommunication sanctuary. We give God glory that he has thought so much of us that we give us another chance just to praise and glorify his holy name. So we thank you again, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And if this is your very first time on the call this morning, my name is Brenda Terrell, and I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And I, along with Minister Jackie and on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we welcome you. And this call was started way back in 2010 by these two phenomenal women that I mentioned, and we give God glory for them because we are going forth. We are moving forth, and people are being blessed with the Master's Call. So we invite you to invite others, your family and your friends. Tell them this is a wonderful, wonderful way to start their day. Now, our call was based on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And also, we stand on a mission statement. That's its statement says it is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we pray to God that your day is enhanced and enriched and empowered in such a way that God is ready to use you and you are ready to be used by him. Now, we also have an awesome website, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, all messages have been archived on that site, as well as the bios of our speakers. And we just thank God that we have this opportunity to share with you. Anytime you get ready to go there, you can listen to a message. You can hear a word from the Lord. Now, you'll also notice that we have a theme, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And we're so grateful for that, that God's glory is being seen through each and every one of us. Now, also, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this wonderful ministry, such as a greeter like Minister Jackie just did, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, or you even may have a word from the Lord, we want to hear it. So send your requests and information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or yours truly will contact you. Excuse me. Now, also, this is what brought us together, a phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artists International. We are under the umbrella of Artist Life. That company has been established over 25 years ago, and we're so thankful to the Diaz de Leon family for creating this wonderful, wonderful company full of health and wellness products where we are helping people get healthy again. And we are so grateful to God for Antonio Diaz de Leon and all the leaders of that wonderful company. And so we are getting ready, believe it or not, to go to Houston, Texas. So we're so excited because we have the Ignite Conference that will be held June 10th and 11th there at the Sheraton Hotel on John F. Kennedy Boulevard near the Bush International Airport. And we want to see your face in the place. Okay, and not only that, we're so grateful to God because after this call, we also have the new Morning Motivational Call, which is being held every Monday through Friday right after this call. And it was originated by our very own Platinum President. We call her the Godmother, Dorothy Cook. And she passed it on to a team of leaders that are giving vital information and encouraging and showing us what these products are doing. So you want to hear what's going on that call. And that number is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. 539-598-POUND. We have various information that's taking place, such as we have a call, a 24-hour on-demand call that you can listen to or give your prospects. And that number is 641-715-3900. The PIN is 904434-POUND. We also have the 72-hour weight loss system. We got the Sweet Balance Coffee. We got, so much products, so many products full of antioxidants that are helping people get healthy again. I'm so excited about it. I hope you feel the passion because I truly see what God is doing through this awesome company. Now, I'm getting ready to get out of the way because we are ready to hear a word from on high. I tell you, it is such an honor and a privilege to hear this woman every time she opens her mouth. God is manifesting his glory through it, and that is no joke. I tell you, this woman of God is no stranger, period. Not only to the Master's Call, to the Motivational Call, to Artist International, Artist Life, to anyone who has encountered her, you feel a friend. You feel the presence of God. You feel that God is using her to his ability where he's just manifesting his glory, not throughout only in her, but her community, her church, and the people around her. you see God's glory. And we just thank God because she is the one who co-founded this call. And that's none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. This woman has a career as an industrial engineer. She has a career as a minister, a pastor, a assistant pastor. She thrives out of Oral Roberts University. She is she's got her doctorate's degree, and I tell you, she can give you information with history that is so enriching and empowering that you would say, oh, my goodness, I wish I was in her class. But I tell you, I can go on and on about her bio because she is a woman of God who gives forth the word from the Lord. So I'm getting out of the way to introduce to some, present to others with great honor, none other than our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Wow, I wonder who that woman was you were talking about. Yes, I am. Good morning. Thank you for such an endearing introduction. Absolutely love and adore you a hundredfold. Back to you and to our Silver Fox in Indiana with the Indiana 500 this weekend. We say a big good morning and thank you for greeting and seating, saluting our MTMC family as they came on the line this morning. I praise God for a team of ladies and gentlemen who love God so much each and every morning, even on this blessed Memorial Day, to come on the line and be a part of what God is doing in the Master's Call and definitely in Artists International. Greetings, greetings, greetings to each and every one of you. Excuse a little roughness in my voice. I've preached yesterday, had two services, and we're going to keep it rolling this morning, and we're just excited about what God is doing, and we want to always start off with acknowledging what this special day is all about. This is Memorial Day, and I always, because I am a prophetic teacher, believe so strongly if you don't know where you came from, it's hard to understand how you got where you are, and definitely you won't have a hopeful understanding of where God wants to take you. Memorial Day, originally called Decoration Day, is a day of remembrance for those who had died in our nation's service. And there are many stories as to its actual beginnings, with over two dozen cities and towns laying claim to being the birthplace of Memorial Day. There are also evidence that organized women's groups in the South were decorating graves before the end of the Civil War. Hymn published in 1867, Kneel Where Our Loves Are Sleeping, by Nella L. Sweet, carried the dedication to the ladies of the South who were decorating the graves of the Confederate dead, and that source can be found at Duke's University Historic American Sheet Music. But while Waterloo, New York was officially declared the birthplace of Memorial Day by President Lyndon Johnson in May of 1966. So in our time, it was finally made official. It's difficult to prove conclusively the origins of the day, but it's more likely that it had many separate beginnings. Each of these towns and everyone planned spontaneous gatherings of people utmost to honor the war dead in the 1860s, and it tapped into the general human need to honor our dead. Each contributed honorably to the growing movement that culminated in General Logan giving his official proclamation in 1868. Now, it's not important as I continue who was the very first. What is important is that Memorial Day was established, and Memorial Day is not about division because it was established out of a heart for reconciliation with the North and the South, and it's about coming together to honor those who gave their all. So again, Memorial Day was officially proclaimed on May 5th, 1868 by General John Logan. He was the national commander of the Grand Army of the Republic, and it was first observed officially again later on May 30th. When flowers were placed on the graves of the Union and the Confederate soldiers at Arlington National Cemetery. And see, we still see the unknown soldier in celebration to this day. The first state to officially recognize the holiday was New York in 1873. So some 5 years later. And by 1890, it was recognized by all the northern states. But history records, the South refused to acknowledge the day, honoring their dead on separate days until after World War I, when the holiday changed from honoring just those who died fighting the Civil War to honoring Americans who died fighting any war. It is now celebrated in almost every state of the on the last Monday in May, and that was passed by Congress with the National Holiday Act just back in 1971, and it was to ensure a three-day weekend for federal holidays. And though several southern states have an additional separate day for honoring the Confederate War Dead, and I hate to, I shouldn't say, I hate to say, and that is true because when I drive, even in my area down here, in spite of all the floods, you see all these billboards where it's a Confederate Day celebration honoring their dead. January 19 in Texas is the Confederate Day celebration, April 26 in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and Mississippi, and May 10th in South Carolina, and June 3rd, which is Jefferson's birthday, in Louisiana and Tennessee. But to help re-educate and remind Americans of the true meaning of Memorial Day, again called the National Moment of Remembrance, resolution was passed on December 2000, which asked that at 3 p.m. local time, so for all of us today, at 3 p.m. your time zone, for all Americans to voluntarily and informally observe in their own way a moment of remembrance and silence and respect, pausing for whatever they're doing for a moment of silence and preferably listening to the song Taps. But it took all wars being acknowledged to bring the holiday together. So on this Memorial Day, we not only want to celebrate the dead, but also the living, because there's so many families who have someone missing at the dinner table, at the graduations, at the special function, because they are serving our country abroad. And we want to definitely acknowledge their service and thank God for them keeping America safe. So today, I'm going to kind of preach what I preached yesterday, since I know none of you on the line heard it. And God really, really moved. Pray I'll finish it in my short time left. And if not, I'm praying the minister Brenda will let me continue on tomorrow to finish it. But I spoke on the topic, decluttering your soul closet. Decluttering your soul, S-O-U-L, closet. You know, we've kind of cut through spring cleaning, but a lot of us in our soul, there's some issues and some things coming on. Decluttering your soul closet. Well, what does declutter mean? Well, the definition of declutter, according to Merriam Webster's Online Dictionary, is to remove clutter from a room, an area, and this morning from our soul, our soulish realm. Declutter means action. Folks, it means work. And you know that other dirty word? Change. When it comes to the act of decluttering, it means to remove clutter. So what does clutter mean? It means to fill or cover with scattered or disordered things that impede movement or reduce effectiveness. Hey, we'll be going somewhere. And to remove clutter, clutter is when you filled up, covered, or was scattered with disorganized things that may impede your movement or reduce your effectiveness. I think everybody's seen that show Hoarders. And God, oh, my God. Well, see, some of us got some hoarding spirits. Can I hear? Amen. Well, to declutter our souls would mean to bring structure and order to our souls, which were cluttered, scattered, and, again, disorganized with things that impede. They're slowing us down. They slow down our movement, and they definitely reduce our effectiveness. In other words, we're sluggish in the spirit. We operate with sloppy agape. We have lackluster love. We're slothful servants. We have become carnal Christians. You know, do y'all get my point? Can you see where a sister is going with this? See, how about when our souls are cluttered in the closets of our lives and our lifestyles, we become ineffective intercessors. disciplined disciples of Christ. And even for us ministers on the line, our messages become messy and mundane, and they don't reflect a fresh word in the mind of Christ. And for those on the battlefield, as you call yourselves missionaries, evangelists, and just the body of Christ, with our souls cluttered in our closets, in our lifestyles, we become merciless, missionless missionaries because we're busy but not productive for Christ. See, we need to clean our soul closets when we are to be cleaned out, and when we don't have clutter in our spirits, then we really are compassionate Christians. I had never seen so many mean-spirited, rude saints. I know that's too much clutter. When we clean out the clutter, we become disciplined disciples. We become bold believers. We become Jesus' hands extended. Then we are his living epistles, exercising our faith each and every day. Then we are faithful, focused followers, and we become the steadfast servants, serving God as we serve his people. Oh, and we're talking this morning about decluttering your closet. As I told him yesterday, to look at somebody, I want you to point to your own self. I am, repeat after me, decluttering my soul closet. Well, we know our soul, our soulish realm, is our will, our intellect, our emotions. So let's chew on that for a brief moment. What does a cluttered will look like? Well, you know, the definition of our will, it's a verb, so that means action. It's active. Will is used to express a desire, a choice, a willingness, consent, or in negative constructions, a refusal. Will you stop that racket, for example. It's also used to express capability or sufficiency. See, the synonym of will we're going to talk about is really your willpower. And willpower is the ability to control yourself. You know, the last fruit of the Spirit is self-control there in Galatians 5:23. It's a strong determination that allows you to do something difficult, you know, such as us really sticking with that 72-hour weight loss program and losing weight, or to quit smoking. Ah, Selah. What does a cluttered will look like, Pastor V? Well, so much is going on that nothing gets done well or with a spirit of excellence. See, the world calls it you become a jack of all trades but a master of none. When you have that cluttered will, you have way too many good ideas but not focusing in on the God ideas. You're so cluttered. You're so spread out. You're so overloaded. Your cluttered will in your soul closet has become ineffective and out of control. So how do we unclutter our will? So glad you asked. Well, first, ask God where he wants all of that willpower to be applied. See, let's be stubborn and steadfast only where he says to. James 1:5, my favorite book in the Bible. James 1:5 says, if you lack wisdom, ask it of him, and he'll give it to you liberally. He'll tell you where to apply the willpower and where to park it and not use it. We can't be stubborn for the wrong things. Secondly, we want to decide and follow through on removing from your will and focus on what God tells you to release. You know, let it go when he tells you to let go. Stop rehearsing in your mind what God has said for you to release and quit speaking about. And the Holy Ghost told you to quit talking about it, quit telling it, well, let me just tell this one more person. Or when you're somewhere and God said, leave it alone, leave it under the blood, and then somebody else asks you. See, I had to learn years ago in seminary, powerful lesson, those three simple words, we all know them. When people ask you something and the Holy Ghost has said, let it go. My response to folks is, all is well. You remember the story of the Bible, don't have the time, because we understand that. That story is saying, don't open your mouth and rehearse like pulling scab off of a wound that's healing. When you keep talking about it, you're not letting it go. Oh, we can shout and put the Hammond B3 organ right there. And then thirdly, when we're uncluttering our will, to clean and declutter your soul closet with your will is to develop habits of willpower which lead to discipline, meaning your Bible study, your time of prayer, to help develop us. And then the sermon I preached on this very line, daily discipline determines your destiny. When you're daily reading your word, when you're daily spending time with God, when you're daily just praising him and seeing the Shekinah glory enter into your situation. Now, willpower, again, let me say that again. It's when you develop habits of willpower leading to discipline. That's not a cuss word. It helps develop us, and then it points toward our destiny. See, then now willpower in Christ becomes the gas for the journey. That was straight out the throne room. Then that willpower becomes your gas to go in the process from your discipline to you becoming, developing, and then arriving at your destiny. Well, my time is spent, and I'll prayerfully be able to finish it, but we're talking this morning, especially on this holiday, when you're remembering, when you're looking at your physical closet and you can barely get anything else in and you hadn't worn stuff in 3, 5, 10 years. It's cluttered. Well, your soul can get cluttered too, and we've got to, so we become effective ministers of the marketplace. Declutter our soul closet in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. It is official. We will hear part two tomorrow of decluttering your soul closet. This is so powerful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We so appreciate you. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. And Dr. Vanessa, I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh God, for being the awesome God that you are. We thank you, Father, that you on this Memorial Day, Father God, have given our hearts and our minds to the thoughts, Lord God, and the pleasure to first say hallelujah to your name. And we glorify you, Father God, because you have instilled in us, Lord God, to recognize and acknowledge those who served, Lord God, to protect us among this country, Father God. And we thank you for each and every servant, every soldier, Lord God. We ask that you keep them, that you strengthen them, and you protect them, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for our very own Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who have given us this powerful, powerful message this morning. And, oh, God, we're going to sup on it. Because our thoughts and our minds are just to please you. That's all that matters, Lord God, that you be pleased. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you pour back into Dr. Vanessa, Lord, the virtues of blessings, Lord God, peace, joy, love, everything that her heart and her soul, her mind desires, Lord God, we know that you will meet her every need. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you and being bestowed upon her and her loved ones, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for those that are on this call. We ask that you strengthen them, you keep them, and you protect them, Father God, on this Memorial Day, Father God. We thank you that your love and your grace and your mercy is still abiding within each and every one of us. So with that, Father, we ask that you bless Leroy, Lord God, that you heal him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We thank you, Father, for keeping him in perfect peace, Lord God. We thank you for doing a mighty work, and we call him healed in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Kendra, Father God. We ask that you continue to strengthen her, Lord God. We call her healed and whole, and no weapon formed against her will prosper. We glorify you, Father God, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. So we ask that you bless those that are bereaved, the bereaved families, Lord God. Comfort them like never before. We thank you in advance for all that you're doing. Thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We call her healed by the blood of the Lamb, and we glorify you, Father, for doing it not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit in Jesus' name. So we glorify you, Father, for Artist International, Artist Life. We ask that you keep the leaders, Lord God, in every way, Father. Thank you for what you're doing with this conference. Those that are attending, Lord God, and those that are searching, Father God, we know that you'll feel the need. In Jesus' name, we call it done. Amen. Well, TMC family, I tell you, this was a powerful message. Stay tuned tomorrow. She will be back for part two, I'm telling you. And to hear this playback, we want to hear it again. 712-432-1085. That's 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. Next is the morning motivational call, 641-715-3865. The PIN, 539-598-POUND. Our very own minister, Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York, will be our inspirational speaker today, so you want to tune in for that. We thank each and every one of you for joining us. Thank you so much, Minister Jackie, for seating and greeting with the love of God. And we thank you guys for showing up this morning, and we look forward to hearing you again tomorrow morning. Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, thank you so much for that powerful message. Would you please come back and close us out with our benediction?
All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Excited to hear from Minister Cynthia in a few minutes, and want to thank all of you on the line, on the board. I'm always blessed on holidays. How many more come on the line when you press when you're not at work? We want you to know we appreciate you. Make sure this day you take that time to remember, to memorialize, to celebrate the sacrifice that so many have made and are making for the protection for us here in America. Thank you, Minister Brenda, my prayer general, for doing just the phenomenal job that you always do. And again, to my silver fox, a big thanks. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, oh, on this Memorial Day, we remember the sacrifice of so many, but we remember the ultimate sacrifice of you on Golgotha's Hill. We just thank you, Daddy God, for bringing back to our remembrance, reminding us that others have gone before us and done so much for us. And as they pass the baton to us, we will be good stewards of our time, our talent, and our treasure. So as we leave this call, as we go out through this day, we'll open up our mouths and we'll share, because we care, the gospel of Jesus Christ, all the story of artists and these awesome products. We'll share the koinonia love and community of fellowship that we have one for another. And with everything we do and say, by the blood of Jesus this day, we'll give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have a blessed Memorial Day. Enjoy family, friends, and loved ones. Share that artist product. And we'll look forward to hearing some of you on the new Morning Motivational Call, the Inspiration Monday with Minister Cynthia. And others will hear you back tomorrow for part two of Declutter Your Soul Closet. Love you much. Bye-bye.